I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Work is now underway on a project to replace affordable housing damaged by Tropical Storm Irene 4 years ago. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Lena Fraga is ready to put Tropical Storm Irene behind her. Fraga was one of the 80 or so residents of Melrose Terrace who was evacuated when Irene blew through West Brattleboro in 2011. And she is also one of the Melrose tenants who is now slated to move into a new $16 million apartment designed to help replace the storm-damaged units. Fraga has been living at Melrose Terrace for 20 years, and she loves her community. But since the Housing Authority decided to move the residents to protect them from future flooding events, Fraga says she has accepted the need to relocate.
I don't have a problem with change. I love it here. Believe me, it's quiet, it's beautiful. I'm not crazy about high rises, but again, I don't have a choice. I can't live anywhere else. I love it here, yes. I hate to leave, but I'm going to.
When it's finished, the new 55-unit project, called Red Clover Commons, will house about two-thirds of the residents at Melrose Terrace. Brattleboro Housing Partnerships Executive Director Chris Hart said she knew the day after Irene that Melrose Terrace would have to be replaced.
Then when we came in the next day, you might recall it was a beautiful, warm, sunny day, and Melrose was just ruined. It was really ruined. And I walked around here and just said, this is, you know, I hope we can rebuild long enough to get everybody out of here permanently. I mean, it was ruined.
Hart expected it would take 3 years to break ground. It's taken four. And the budget has jumped from an original estimate of $12 million to almost $16 million. Part of the delay was due to the very public process the housing group went through in finding the new location. Hart says the residents were included in the process from the start, and she says that has led to the widespread buy-in from most of the Melrose tenants.
It was just really important to include them in a really, truly meaningful way, not just sort of lip service, but to really give them some authority and some veto power.
Red Clover Commons is being built set back from a commercial area, within walking distance to Brattleboro Memorial Hospital, a pharmacy, and a supermarket. The first residents are expected to move in by September of next year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.